You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. Shopify's stock is facing a significant downturn after the e-commerce platform provided a weaker revenue outlook for the current quarter, coupled with expectations of narrower margins. The company, which facilitates online merchant operations, anticipates a slowdown in sales growth, forecasting a rise at a high teens percent rate for the current quarter, the slowest on record. This outlook comes amidst challenges in global consumer spending and intensified competition from low-price e-commerce players like Temu and Shein. Shopify's stock witnessed a sharp decline of around 20%, potentially marking its largest one-day drop ever. Concerns among investors have been fueled by the expectation of softer spending in Europe and increased marketing expenses, contributing to anticipated margin contraction. Despite reporting better than expected earnings in the first quarter, Shopify's profitability trajectory and high growth status are now under scrutiny. The company reported a loss of $273 million in the first quarter, compared to a profit in the same period last year, although adjusted earnings surpassed analyst forecasts. Revenue slightly exceeded expectations, driven by a 23% increase in gross merchandise volume. Monthly recurring revenue also saw growth across all subscription plans, with Shopify Plus contributing significantly. While the company's gross margin improved in the first quarter, it expects a decline in the second quarter due to rising operating expenses. Headline 2 comes to us from Bloomberg. The rise of buy now, pay later platforms has introduced a challenge for economists and financial analysts: the presence of phantom debt, which remains largely invisible within traditional credit reporting systems. These platforms, including major players like Affirm and Block Inc.'s Afterpay, allow consumers to split purchases into smaller installments without reporting these loans to credit agencies. The lack of transparency surrounding the extent of BNPL debt could therefore be concealing a comprehensive understanding of American households' financial health, crucial for economic assessments and business strategies. Despite the market's significant growth since at least 2020, estimated to reach nearly $700 billion globally by 2028, the opaque nature of BNPL loans raises concerns about consumers' ability to manage their debt effectively. Signs of distress are emerging, with a survey revealing that a substantial portion of BNPL users are behind on payments, impacting their overall debt management. Economists like Tim Quinlan warn of complacency regarding the risks associated with BNPL, emphasizing the need for heightened awareness. The lack of data sharing between BNPL providers and credit bureaus exacerbates the issue, with each side pointing fingers at the other regarding responsibility and capability. While some progress has been made, such as Apple Inc. sharing transaction data with Experian, the stalemate persists, leaving researchers and analysts without crucial insights into household debt dynamics. BNPL services have attracted consumers by offering quick credit approvals and installment payment options, particularly appealing during the pandemic. However, concerns about financial vulnerability among users persist, especially as spending sprees and late payments become more common. The service's potential impact on credit scores and debt collection practices further complicate the picture, with users facing consequences for late payments despite limited benefits for timely repayment. Headline 3 comes to us from Grocery Dive. Grocery Outlet reported a 7.4% year-over-year increase in net sales during the first quarter of fiscal year 2024, with comparable store sales up by 3.9%. However, the discount grocer continues to grapple with challenges stemming from system changes implemented approximately 8 months ago, which have led to ongoing disruptions in its operations and finances. President and CEO RJ Sheedy acknowledged the frustration caused by these disruptions, but assured investors that they are temporary and that the company is making progress in resolving them. The tech transition, which involved upgrading product inventory and financial reporting platforms, initially caused disruptions in operations and finances. While some significant system issues impacting profit have been resolved, such as those related to warehouse product expiry and store-level reporting, the transition continues to affect the company's gross margin, which decreased by 180 basis points to just above 29% in the first quarter. Sheedy mentioned that Grocery Outlet has addressed warehouse shrinkage and improved store-level reporting, but anticipates ongoing impacts from the transition into the second half of the year. Despite these challenges, the company remains optimistic about its business fundamentals, with healthy top-line growth and ongoing store expansion. Grocery Outlet opened 6 new stores in the first quarter and completed the acquisition of discount grocery chain United Grocery Outlet, adding 40 stores across 6 new states to its footprint. Looking ahead, the company plans to open between 58 and 62 new stores, including the UGO locations, in 2024 and aims for 10% new store growth in 2025. In addition to store expansion, Grocery Outlet is investing in technology and customer engagement initiatives. The rollout of its mobile app to all stores aims to offer weekly deals and customized shopping experiences for customers, with encouraging initial response and over 400,000 total downloads. The company also plans to debut its private label program in the third quarter, initially focusing on beverage and grocery items, followed by expansion into other categories. These initiatives are expected to drive increased customer loyalty and better margin for Grocery Outlet and independent operators. However, due to the challenges posed by the tech transition and data integration issues, forecasting for fiscal year 2024 has been difficult, leading to adjustments in expectations for gross margin and adjusted earnings per share. Despite these challenges, Grocery Outlet maintains its forecast for net sales while raising expectations for same-store sales growth. Interim CFO Lindsay Gray acknowledged the complexities of forecasting in light of these challenges, but expressed confidence in the company's ability to navigate through them.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.